I get asked all the time, what do I read? So I've done a couple videos over time about some books that I recommend. I do read quite a bit. I've made a concerted effort to read a little bit less this year, focus on some great past books that I've read and really internalize and learn the information at a deeper level. What I find myself constantly getting distracted by is podcasts. And so I'm going to show you a couple of the podcasts I like. Many of them are pretty big names already, so you probably know them, but I get this question all the time, so here goes. So my absolute favorite podcast is the Tim Ferriss Show. I just find this, I think he does a great job interviewing. He's a name, so he can attract a lot of really interesting people. So this is the podcast I listen to, actually not the most often, but I listen to 90% of every episode that comes out. At the beginning of the year, I deleted all my podcasts from my phone, and I was going to focus on just audiobooks and be very strategic. And then I got sucked back in, and I added some podcasts back to my phone. So these are the podcasts that I added back in. Actually, I'm jumping around. I'll hold that thought. Well, actually, let me tell you. I didn't add this podcast back in right here, but I added it just now because I wanted to tell you about it. So I'll come back to that. Tim Ferriss Show, my number one. The one that I never miss an episode of, my absolute favorite, is Exponential Wisdom, this one. I think about technology all the time. I think about the future. I love this conversation. I don't know both of these people, but Peter Diamandis and Dan Sullivan, I think highly of both of them. I've learned a lot from both of them, and they do this podcast together, so it's a great podcast. Episodes are, you know, I don't know, like one a month, I think, so they don't come out very often, but if an episode comes out, I will listen to every single episode. Tim Ferriss Show is one of those that is probably the next one I listen to 90%. I really like his stuff. I love marketing. I don't listen to it anymore. I deleted it from my phone. I've learned a lot from Joe Polish over the years. I went to a couple of his conferences back in like 2006, 2007, 2008. I've learned quite a bit from him. I got introduced to him through a guy named Dan Kennedy. And so he's been super valuable. I've also been out to see the guy he co-hosts this with. I attended like a private event, like where there was a few people in the room. So if you kind of, if you look up, I'm not going to go into all the details, but Joe Polish co-hosts this with Dean Jackson. I think highly of Dean Jackson. I've been out to see Dean Jackson. I've spent money with Dean Jackson. I've learned, that was a long time ago, but I've learned money from him. I've learned from him, but I've spent money with him. These are two really sharp guys that you cannot go wrong listening to their advice. And so I would put this on your list. Frankly, I would start at the beginning. There's a temptation to listen to only the new stuff. I'm not as interested in their new stuff as I was their original stuff. So go back and start at episode number one. If you're interested in marketing, there's a lot to learn. Peter Attia, because I'm super interested in health. I actually found out about Peter Attia through Tim Ferriss, and I think Peter Attia is a pretty interesting guy. I really like health, think about it all the time, so I find his podcast to be really good. It's a fairly new podcast. This Conversations with Tyler is kind of a new thing that I've added to my list. I don't listen to all of them. I listen to some of them. Frankly, I've listened to lots of other podcasts over time that are really interesting and really high level. They're not on this list anymore. I just, because I'm trying to simplify the amount of information I consume. This has got some really interesting topics in it. So again, just to be frank, I don't listen to all of them. I listen to quite a few. Profit Roadmap. This is our service autopilot podcast that Bear and Cody put on that I'm on from time to time. I listen to these, of course. I have a very vested interest in listening to them. I care about Service Autopilot and where we're going and how we're helping our members. So that's what that one's about. And then I really like Joe Rogan, but I don't listen to a lot of his stuff. Like, for example, I listened to the Elon Musk one. And then I look in to see what else I listen to here. Neil deGrasse, I've read a couple of his books. I listened to that. You can kind of get, I listened to Henry Rollins. Actually, I finished that one. It doesn't show that I did. You can kind of see how I'm scrolling through this, and you can see that I'm looking for another one I've listened to here. I'm very choosy on what I listen to of his stuff. I like him a lot. Jordan Peterson, I've listened to all the Jordan Peterson ones. I listened to Ted Nugent. And so you can see I don't listen to most of them, but if it has anything that I think could be impactful from a business standpoint, or if it's talking about anything around future, science, religion, space, I'm attracted to all that stuff. And so I kind of jump around on these things, but I don't tend to listen to, I love MMA and UFC and all that, but I don't listen to any of those. I like comedy stuff, although I don't watch much comedy stuff. I appreciate it. I don't listen to any of the comedy stuff. So I tend to focus on his podcast more around the business stuff, but I think he's fascinating and does a good job. So that's the only stuff I'm listening to right now. There's a couple of tech podcasts that I'll listen to from time to time. If I'm researching something or trying to learn a subject, I'll search on podcasts like around that topic. Like there wasn't so long ago, we were working on branding. So I did a bunch of searching on branding podcasts and I listened to episodes. You know, there's another guy. Dang, I shouldn't eat, my brain is like jumps around like a squirrel. This guy right here, Michael Hyatt. I think he's got some good stuff. I only listened to a few of his things, but he's got some good episodes. I like him. There's a guy named Jocko. Here it is. This, if you care about leadership, discipline, working out, things like that, I think he's got a really good podcast as well. You can search on that. Those are the things that come to mind. I would be careful not to just consume tons of information for the sake of consuming it. Now, there's some value in learning lots of things because when you need that knowledge later, it'll show up. But if you've got a problem in your life, like you're trying to figure out how to grow your business, market your business, trying to be a better leader, you're trying to figure out how to recruit, go read books around that topic, podcasts around that topic, audiobooks around that topic, become an expert on it, and then figure out what the next problem in your life is, and then go focus on that theme. I find it in my life, you probably find it in yours, there's a temptation to just consume for the sake of entertainment. And I think you have to be somewhat careful. I hope that's of some value. That's the stuff I'm listening to. Thanks.